Remy Ma says Doja Cat is not a rapper, Stray Kids topped the Billboard 200, and Jungkook of BTS is diagnosed with COVID-19. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, March 29th. Amid Doja Cat threatening to quit music, Remy Ma is saying she was never a rapper anyway. Let's run it down. Doja Cat is nominated for 8 Grammys, including 2 in rap categories. But rapper Remy Ma stopped by Drink Champs and offered her opinion on if the artist even falls into the genre.
Doja Cat, I don't think she's a rapper. Let's be clear with that. They put her in the rapper category. I don't think she's a rapper, but she makes dope records, and I think she's dope.
This caused a heated debate on Twitter, but Remy didn't seem to mean it as a diss. She talked about her respect for Doja in the same interview.
And a lot of times you don't get that from girls that's just starting up, because they be so scared to feel like they suck in your dick, or right. they don't want to show love, they don't want to be too, like, so just off of that alone.
Speaking of Twitter, Doja has recently been extremely vulnerable about being overwhelmed, going as far as to say, "This ain't for me, so I'm out. Y'all take care."
We just found out that our new mini album, Ordinary, debuted at number 1 on Billboard's 200 chart. Wow.
South Korean pop group Stray Kids has debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 albums chart with Ordinary. Not only is it the first chart topper for the act, but their first chart entry. The 7-song, mostly Korean language set launches with 110,000 equivalent album units earned in the US in the week ending March 24th, the biggest sales week for an album in 2022. We spoke to the boys about the accomplishment, and they had this to say.
We are so excited about this accomplishment, and we're so thankful to our stays for listening to, our album.
But they're mostly excited for their world tour, and said this about their second outing, Maniac.
You know, we also can't wait to see, all of our beautiful stays in America this summer.
Yes.
And on our world tour. And this number one, makes us even more excited to perform our new songs for you guys. When I'm with you, I'm in
utopia. Another one of our favorite boys of BTS has been diagnosed with COVID. This time it's Euphoria singer Jungkook. The superstar apparently tested negative before boarding his flight from South Korea to the States to prep for the Grammys. A statement from their management says, after arriving in Las Vegas, he felt a slight discomfort in his throat and promptly took a rapid PCR test. The statement revealed that during a proactive self-quarantine, the results of 2 tests came back positive. Big Hit added that Jungkook's participation in the band's upcoming U.S. performances will be determined by local regulations on COVID-19, and that they are actively in discussions with awards organizers, an apparent reference to the group's upcoming performance slot at the April 3rd Grammy Awards. This all comes after member J-Hope tested positive last week. At this point, all 7 members have tested positive for COVID. I'm so excited to see them in Vegas, wishing everybody a speedy recovery. That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.